One. Hello, this is Debbie Kay with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We are here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me today is Representative Con Pham, running for Oregon Senate District 23, which covers parts of Northeast and Southeast Portland and Maywood Park. Welcome, Representative Pham.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
Glad you could come. Question one, please tell us a little about yourself and why you are running for this office.
I am a mother, a working mom, a community organizer, and I'm the current state rep for House District 46, which covers the southern portion of Senate District 23. And I ran for office 4 years ago because I wanted to fight for a livable planet for my daughter. I ran on a platform of an Oregon Green New Deal, an economy that prioritizes people over profit and a healthy democracy. And those are still the three core pillars of my legislative agenda and my campaign. I'm running for state Senate because there's, even though we've achieved some great, I've achieved some great bills, such as the 100% Clean Energy Opportunity Act in 2021, which is the strongest, most aggressive clean electricity standard in the country, as well as healthy homes and energy affordability. In 2022, I passed the Trees Act. In 2023, I helped pass the Coal Act to divest nearly $1 billion in Oregon State Treasury funds. Despite these achievements, we know that there's so much more work left to be done, and I'm moving to the Senate, or I'm running for the Senate, so that I can expand the power of our movement to fight for both bold climate action and the good paying family supporting jobs that can come with this green transition.
Thank you. What changes, if any, would you support in the state legislature to address the issue of climate change?
Like I said, there's so much more that we need to do. In 2025, I'm focused on the transportation package. Transportation is the largest source of greenhouse gas emissions in our state, making up to 40% of greenhouse gas emissions. So we have an incredible opportunity. Our current system, unfortunately, still subsidizes and encourages single occupancy car use. And we need to make sure that we're investing in streets that are our multimodal transportation system and streets that are safe for people to walk and bike and take the bus. And so I'm very excited about working on that. I think similarly, we have to address our forestry management and how to protect communities from the increasing extreme wildfire events that are happening more frequently to make sure that we are protecting communities first and foremost and also managing our forests in a way that is regenerative. So I think similarly in agriculture, we also need to be looking at how to encourage more regenerative sources and looking at the impacts, which communities bear the brunt of the pollution. So on all those fronts, I think I am eager to tackle on the state Senate side to make sure that we're not just addressing climate change, but also improving communities' resilience and their health.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose the creation of a Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission to redraw state and congressional election districts? Please explain.
I would be very open to considering a Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission. I do think there are some problems with the current system, and I want to make sure that we don't have a partisan system. At the same time, looking at other states that have also adopted in so-called independent commissions, we have found that unfortunately, they do end up being partisan. People are part of parties and end up still being in deadlock. So, but I think, you know, if there's ways that we can avoid that, I'd definitely be interested in exploring those.
Thank you. You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Representative Con Pham, who is running for State Senate District 23. Would you support lowering the legislature's quorum requirement to 50% of its members? Why or why not?
Well, I'm very proud that I was the chief sponsor of a bill and the chief organizer within our legislature to build support for a simple majority quorum reform to lower it to 50%. That would align Oregon with 46 other states in the country and ensure that we could stop the destructive and harmful Senate, walkouts from a small minority of legislators who are able to stop the entire business of the legislature that we were elected by our constituents to carry out. So I'd be in strong support, of course. And that's actually one of my top priorities for a healthy democracy.
Thank you. What, if any, changes to the legislature's campaign finance law passed earlier this year, House Bill 4024, would you support and why?
I would like to look into more of the questions. I would support changes that would perhaps make it easier to for more transparency. I have to admit, I haven't delved deeply into the details of the bill. So, but what I've heard are that there's room for improvement in the transparency and reporting requirements to make sure that people can't set up, in some of the transparency requirements. And I think some of the limits I would also be interested in exploring in terms of lowering the total aggregate amount that any one entity can give to a candidate.
Thank you. I'm afraid that's all we have time for. This goes very quickly. This concludes our Video Voters Guide and podcast interview of Representative Khan Pham running for State Senate District 23. Election Day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest and attention.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Fruing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.